Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Firstly, we wish to take this opportunity of welcoming all the Huffaz-e-Kiram, the parents also of the Huffaz, and the general other people who are seated here this evening. It is a very big qurbani from your side, mashallah, that on a night, on the day that you have worked, some of the children have gone to school, you've gone to madrasa, yet you are making the sacrifice and you are coming and sitting here in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very greatly loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase this desire of deen. And to see so many young huffaz sitting, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for every one of us to learn the Quran. My dear honorable brothers and elders, with some special fikr in our mind, alhamdulillah, our working committee meets every week. And Maulana Ahmed Mohammadi, my friend and my colleague, had a fikr in his mind that the Ramadan is coming very close. And we need to do something, especially for those people who are, how we say, the high flyers. And you, the Huffaz-e-Kiram, you are the high flyers. In the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not ordinary people, but you are very special people. When there's no imam in a masjid, then what the people will say in a masjid in a small remote town, they say, look for the Hafizam. Where's the Hafizam? Call him, he must come in the front and lead the salat. So you are not an ordinary person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially chosen you to be the Hamilul Quran, the person whose heart has accepted the Quran, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with the possession of the Quran. So you are not an ordinary person, you are a very special person. Many youth programs, etc. are held, but this is a special program, especially for the youth, those of you who are learning the Quran and have completed the Quran. And now we are coming very close to Ramadan. So we especially thought Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab, a well-known person and very well-known with the Q&A. So there are many of our Huffaz there are many questions in their mind. Now Ramadan is coming. So that opportunity will also be afforded to you where you have to be well-versed with regard to the fiqh masail, with regard to leading the salat. Because every person who is reading the salat behind you, you are responsible for that person who is reading the salat. So sometimes when we go down in sajda and we are revising what we have to read in the next zakat, when we stand up, we might forget to read alhamdu. So today is the opportunity for us to ask Hazrat Mufti Sahab that if I start reading the ayat of the Quran directly, what do I do? So inshallah, alhamdulillah, that opportunity will be given to us. Hazrat Mufti Sahab doesn't need any introduction. I don't wish to take much more of your time. But I wish to extend shukr also, thanks and a gratitude to Hazrat Mufti Sahab for accepting our invitation for coming over, and especially for Hazrat Mona Yunus Patel Sahab, who has given us the opportunity to use the masjid, and he's present also here. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him shifa'i kamila. Every one of us should do that, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his shadow upon us for a long period of time. Inshallah, the program, how it will be, the proceedings will be, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab will first address us. And inshallah, after his bayan, then some time will be allocated for the Huffaz. This program is especially for the Huffaz, that you should be given the opportunity to ask your questions. We are going to afford the opportunity to you first. And those inheritance questions and all those other questions that we normally ask over the radio, let us keep that for later if we have time. But more especially for the Huffaz, they should be given the opportunity to raise their questions that they need to ask Hazrat Mufti Sahab and to enlighten themselves. We are very fortunate, our Hafiz Sahab, Hafiz Abdul Rashid Umar Sahab is seated here. He's such an elderly person, alhamdulillah, with so much of Gurmani. Hafiz Sahab was a very well-known Hafiz when he used to perform Taraweeh in his days. Many of our young persons don't even know who Hafiz Sahab is. But he reads his Salat here daily with his Mazuri, he still comes. And there was times when Hafiz Sahab used to read the whole Quran in one night. I remember that he used to read the entire Quran in one night. He was a well-known person who many people in three nights used to invite him specially to come to their masjids to read the Quran. They may have missed the Quran or they may have not recited the Quran. They used to invite Hafiz Sahab, and in three nights, in seven nights, and some instances even in one night, he used to read the entire Quran. So Allah Pak, give us such leaders are in front of us, whose footsteps we need to follow and who we need to know about. Allah Pak, give us jazai khair, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد أنزلنا إليكم كتابا فيه ذكركم أفلا تعقلون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected ulama, honorable huffaz, imams, my respected teacher Hafiz Ibrahim bin Malia, our honorable Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Yunusab Hafizahullah, may Almighty Allah give him Shifa'i Kamil. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A few years ago, some ulama, Maulana Hashim sahab, Maulana Venkat sahab, they invited me and they said I should address the imams. It was the first time in my life, you know. So anyway, it went very well, I think. That's why they invited me again, you know. So anyway, we'll try our level best. You, my young brothers, when I heard our brother Ashraf Awda reading, it brought great memories of Ramadan. MashaAllah, I started Alif Lam Mim, and I was waiting for him to go to Qul A'udhu Bin Nas, you know, starting, ending. Anyway, brothers, sisters, for you also the Taraweeh Salat, so I hope you're listening as well. Before we speak about Taraweeh and so forth, I want you brothers and sisters to look at our beloved South Africa. We say local is lekker. You know, I know you don't speak Afrikaans. So we say local is lekker. Do you know our history in South Africa? Turn the pages of history in South Africa. In 1654, you must make mental notes of this. It will help you later in life. 1654 to 1804. We are speaking about a period of 150 years. In this country of our South Africa, if you are an imam, if you are a sheikh, if you are a scholar, and you are found with the Quran, Kareem, then there was death sentence for you or life imprisonment for you. This is our history. Now, did we ever think that I studied by this teacher, but how did Islam, how did the Huffaz preserve the Quran Kareem when they faced the death penalty there in the Cape Province? We know Robben Island for other reasons. Do we know the sacrifice the ulama made, the Huffaz made in our country? For 150 years, hiding from the authorities, by word of mouth, they would pass on the Quran Kareem. When we go to Cape Town, I was there last week, don't only visit Table Mountain, don't only visit Robben Island and the two oceans. Go visit Masjid-e-Awwal, Maulana Ehsan Hendricks, my student as well, alhamdulillah. He is the president of the MJC, he's the imam there. If you meet him, tell him, Sheikh, please, show me the oldest Quran Kareem written in South Africa, by memory. Can we imagine the sacrifice made? A Quran Kareem was not allowed
From memory they used to write the Quran Kareem. And that Quran is extant and available even today in Masjid Awwal in District 6. So brothers, we have a rich history. The affinity to the Quran Kareem were the Muslims, the Shuyukh, our Mujahideen, our martyrs. Go to Robben Island and you will find martyrs who are buried there. So that's the first lesson we need to take. Go back to our roots. Today we in South Africa, with the fadl of Allah, our ulama, our huffaz are found in Europe, are found in Australia, are found in different parts of the world. From where you come? South Africa. Why you came? I'm performing Taraweeh here. Imagine 2% of the population and we are, alhamdulillah, going to different parts of the world. Now, mashallah, many of us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, huffaz. Let's start from the best. Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the love Nabi alayhi salam had for the Quran Kareem. Both ways we will take the incident. It's a topic called Bukaun Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the crying of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam. One day, Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam addresses Faqih Hadhil Ummah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud or Abdullah, read for me. Man is amazed. I must read for you, Ya Rasulullah. Wa alayka unzil. But the Quran is revealed on you. How can I read? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read, I want to hear it from someone else. He starts reading Surah Nisa. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. What will happen on that day? When the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, alayhimu salatu wasalam, will bear testimony against their very ummah. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ. And you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, will be brought to give testimony and bear testimony against this ummah. وَأَيْنَاهُ تَزْرِفَانِ. And Mustafa alayhi salam is weeping. It says, Ya Abdullah, hasbuk, stop now. He says, when I looked up, I saw Nabi alayhi salam weeping. Now young brothers, huffaz, imams, when we stand on the musalla, I want you to remember this sentence also lifelong. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not we must finish the Quran. You know, cricket is a big thing. You have fast bowler and medium pace and you have spin bowler and all that. So when you finish read your Taraweeh, the young brother come, we see Maulana, I've said, what's wrong with you? You know how tired we are. And you come like a spin bowler there. Speed it up. So now when the imam also, the people also, they work like that. They think it's a Formula One going on, you know. The fastest is the best imam. So this is all waswasa of shaitan. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, what the piyara jumla he said. He said, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. The aim is not to finish the Quran Kareem. اپنی زندگی کو قرآن شریف میں ختم کرنا مقصود ہے. Let us finish our life in the خدمت of the Quran Kareem. You, my young brothers, Huffaz, think about that incident. Allah is honoring us. Today we are the imam. Look at your father, look at your mother. They are looking at you with tears of joy and happiness. Second incident, اقرأ القوم. Go to Dameshk, Damascus. You find his grave there, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu. One day, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Ya Ubay, read. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I must read. He said, Almighty Allah commanded me to tell you. Ubay says, As-sammanillah, Allah took my name, Ya Rasulullah. He said, yes, Fabaka Ubay. He cried, he said, Ya Rasulullah, you mean Allah took me, a non-entity? He took my name? This is how Allah is elevating you, my young brother. That look at the community looking at you. That you're a hafiz of Quran. My honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Hafidhullah, I don't know of any person alive nowadays, in any part of the world. Few years ago he came in class, he taught us this. In class we can't ask these questions. We were alone in lands. I told him, Hazrat X, well, I want to ask you a question. He said, Jobi, ask. I said, Hazrat, one day you told us in class how you became a hafiz. In 27 days, he's alive, he's 84 years old now. In 27 days, he completed the Hifz of Quran. There in the village, near Jalalabad side and all that, the people were worried that there is no person to lead the Salat. So, Hazrat was studying Jalalain, still in Darulum. They came to Hazrat Abdul Maulvi, oh, you know how the people speak in the village. Said, don't worry, I'll make imamat. Ye bi tawakkul ki baat, you know, you tell me to make imamat, we don't know, we'll be finished. We'll say, no, make some excuse. You know we Maulana, son. My throat is paining. And I got very good excuse, I'm old now, so I'm gone cold also. So anyway, brothers, so Hazrat said, don't worry, I'll make. So I said, but Hazrat, how you did it? I mean, it's a karamat. He said, from Sehri time, I used to start, right till Maghrib, I used to learn, enter. And not 29th night also, 27th night he made khatam. Imagine. There are eyewitnesses to this. And Hazrat told us this personally. So my respected brothers, sisters, ulama, huffaz, and learned imams, let us think that this Quran Kareem, the greatest mu'jiza of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, we all have favorite verses in the noble Quran. My honorable teacher, Hafiz Limalia, when he used to read Taraweeh, people used to come from far and wide. And we used to be at the back and we used to enjoy our ustad is reading. So you must remember, people are going to come from far and wide. Someone's nephew, someone's brother, someone's this is reading. Let me go hear him reading. Now which ayat is going to inspire you? Four khulafa. We said we're starting with the best. Someone came to say, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Ya Abu Bakr radiallahu an, which ayu ayatin arja indak fi kitabillah? Which ayat inspired you the most, Ya Abu Bakr radiallahu an? He said, think of it. Qul kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Say, O Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, everyone practices according to their own disposition. What does it mean? He said, Ya Allah, we are gunagar, we are sinners, we are transgressors. Every day we will continue with our vices and sin. And every day you will continue with your forgiveness and forgiveness. This ayat inspires me and propels me to greater action. Amazing. Me and you read the ayat 100 times, but we never thought of that meaning. They went to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, they went to Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, and asked him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, which ayat inspired you the most? He said, غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي التوب. Almighty Allah says that He is, first and foremost, the one who accepts the tawbah. The one who is prepared to forgive. And then He mentioned شديد العقاب, the one whose punishment is severe. So Allah loves us more than our beloved parents. More than any creation, Almighty Allah loves us. He's the creator. They went to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu and asked him, which ayat inspired you the most? So he said, Nabbi ibadi, anni anal ghafurur rahim, wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabul alim. Inform them, O my servants, that I am ghafur, offering, forgiving, and I am rahim, very merciful. And my punishment is very painful. Punishment is mentioned afterwards. First is forgiveness. And first is the mercy of Allah. They went to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu and asked him, O Sayyidina Ali, you tell us which ayat inspired you the most and motivated you the most. He said, think about it. 15th night of Shaaban is coming. Every day in Ramadan is a big night. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib said, that say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my beloved servants, those who went beyond the limits, they have transgressed. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not be disillusioned, disappointed in the mercy of Allah. If we take the first step, we cry, we beg Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. So verily, Almighty Allah is there to forgive all our sins. Now, Ramadan is starting 3 weeks' time, inshallah, Friday night. Tonight we call Friday night, it's English. We know it's night of Saturday Islamically. Now you are the Hafiz. You are the Imam. Before that, what should you do? Each one of us, I also perform Taraweeh, you also perform Taraweeh. But I have performed Taraweeh, one man, one vote, you know. I'm in front, my wife is at the back. So nobody behind me. If I make mistake also, wife also carries on, I also carry on. So Allah forgive us. Anyway, so brothers, open Bukhari Sharif, open Mishkat Sharif, Riyadh al-Salihin. These are all hadith kitab. What do we find common in them? Each one of these great muhaddisin started their respective compilations, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. That, let us check our motives, our intention. J.C. Niyat, V.C. Barakah. You, my young brother, why you want to perform Taraweeh? Why you want to perform Taraweeh? Each one should be probing, asking ourselves. When we were studying in Karachi, so we performed Taraweeh, me and my friend, still my friend, mashallah, Hafiz Suleiman Tikli. One night he used to make 12 rakats, one night I used to make 8 rakats. He then used to alternate it, one night 12, one night 8. When we finished the Quran Kareem, I think 27 night or 29 night, I'm not sure. So now we didn't even dream about it, it's Pakistan. So, they came with parcels. So my parcel was so big. And his was small. So even I looked at him and I felt embarrassed now. So I asked them, that what's wrong? That why you brought such a big parcel for me and my article you brought like a half size? He said, no, we saw that you wore lamba kurta, so we gave you double size. And he wore short kurta, so we gave him small size. So his name is Suleiman Tikli. So I told him, Tickles, I have to really tickle you, you see? So this, they give you a half price and they give you full price. So if that is the intention, remember, then you got the wrong intention. How much will the Jamaat give me? How much will the people give me? My dear Hufaz, Imams, each one should be asking, how much will my Allah give me? Kulla as'alukum alayhi ajra. We know the Quran. And if we make that intention, wallah, Allah will put the dunya at our feet. You know why? You know Sheikh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, one of the giants. 1999 Ramadan, he passed away, I was in the haram. They announced, we're reading Salatul Janaza al-Ghaib on Sheikh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi. I was right, 27 night, you know, 2 million, 3 million people are there. And when they announced it, the tears started rolling down. So the Arab brother, he asked me, man, who's this person they're announcing? So I said, Alimun Kabir fil Hind, a giant of a scholar in India. Today we're reading Salatul Janaza in the Haram. Makkah Mukarrama Janaza Salat was read. Masjid Nabawi Salatul Janaza was read. They gave him the keys of the Baytullah. You see, first Shaban, they opened the Baytullah. The Banu Shaiba family are in charge from Mustafa alayhi salam's time. So they took Abu al-Hasan, Hafiz rahimahullah. They said, take the keys of Abu al-Hasan and you open the Baytullah. This is honor from Allah's side. So when he was in Makkah Mukarrama, he was walking. They used to invite him many a time, this conference, that conference. So they told him, Ya Abu al-Hasan, inna fulanan yahfadul Quran. You see that person, the Abu al-Hasan, rahimahullah. Now we say rahimahullah, obviously. So that person there, he is becoming a hafiz of Quran. Now we need to be a giant like him. What was his answer? He said, Sheikh, you tell me that he is becoming a hafiz of Quran. I am telling you, wal Quranu yahfaduhu. And the Quran will protect him and guard him and look after him. That is what me and you need to hear, my young brothers. That when Allah gave us the greatest gift, the Quran Kareem, then how can our intention be so tainted and polluted? How can we be thinking, I must go to a posh masjid, I can't go to a township. I must get 20 rakats, I must have big, big mics. So we need to ask ourselves, what is our intention and motive? That's the first thing. Second thing, brothers, you know we studied. We didn't just become hafiz. We went to madrasa, the ustad taught us, alif be te se, alif ba ta sa. Then all the sacrifice they made, we went to our ustad, na'am maulana, na'am this, my ustad is hafiz. So now we don't check him like, you know. Say, no, he's hafiz up. We must remember, how can we do that? It's a sign of arrogance and ignorance, in fact, and a sign of ingratitude. Go to our asatiza, if they're nearby, go kiss their hand. Man allamani harfan fawa maulaya. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, who taught me one word is my master. The man taught us the whole Quran Kareem. How can we forget his sacrifice? So now mind what rank Allah gave us. Ustad is far, so phone the Ustad. Hazrat, make special dua for me. Tomorrow Taraweeh is starting. Tomorrow I go on the Musalla. Everything come out must be correct. Go to our beloved parents. One side for the parents is great joy. But if we make a mistake, you know, Musalla, a lot of things can happen, you know. One of our greatest readers is in our part of the world now. Some of you all know who I'm talking about, but don't take the name. And even now when I see him, sometimes I phone him, I told him, Sheikh, today I want to put you on, and your turn when we put you on, I don't want nasiha, I want you must read Quran first, because you're still the master as far as I'm concerned, you know. So he just laughs. So he's on the Musalla, and mashallah, he's reading Salat. It wasn't Taraweeh Salat, it's a Fajr Salat, and he started some surah like, you know, Wazariyati Zarwa or something. Now who knows Wazariyati? 30, 40 years ago. So halfway he got stuck in Fajr Salat. In neutral gear. Now it's going to happen to you in Taraweeh, young brothers. You're in neutral gear, you don't know to go forward or back, I'm totally stuck in blank. Now what you do? So the Muazzin Bichara from Malawi just shouted from the back, Shia lo and tatamuye. So in Malawi. Just leave, doesn't take another one. What is there? So, this time. So the Salat also went on and everybody kept quiet because that time everything was halal. So you must, nobody asked the Imam was if Salat is done or not done. Everything is alright. The thing the Muazzin, you bailed us out also. So you must remember this time. So you see, brothers, a lot of things can happen in Musalla. The questions we get, sometimes you wonder, can people make such mistakes? You know, one rakat Salat and three rakat Salat. A lot of things can happen on a Musalla. Now you come Isha Salat, or you come Witr Salat, and now in the end you're supposed to keep quiet. So you know, in Durban it happens somewhere. So Imam Sabwen, Zohar time, are you the Imam, we insan, Mustafa alayhi salam forgot, two rakat Salat, in read in Zohar Salat, Sahabi with long, long hands, it's called Hadithul Yadain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam after two rakats. Said Abu Bakr, said Umar, they kept quiet. They thought maybe, you know, Nabi alayhi salam received wahi. The Sahabi Zul Yadain, he said, Aqusirati salatu am nasita ya Rasulallah. Salat got shortened and we got decreased, or you forgot ya Rasulallah. Nabi alayhi salatu salam was already walking. He asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, ya, is it correct what he's saying? He said, yes. You read two rakats, ya Rasulallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, completed the salat. That time to speak and talk in salat was permissible. So the Imam Sabwain, hands for Zuhur time, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now what must you do? Again 30 years or so. So again the Muazzin comes, you know, we got our Malawi Muazzin. They shoot from the hip, no? So you must remember, so, he just shoot from the hip, tula, tula, tula. So lot of things can happen, you must remember this. So you the Imam. You must remember, youngsters, this Musalla, lot of things can happen here. So you have to ask your teachers, you have to ask your parents, that make everything easy. Sehri time we are awake, and we need to make dua to Almighty Allah. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Almighty Allah says the pious people are those, at Sehri time they are making istighfar. So beg Almighty Allah at that time, Ya Allah, I got this responsibility. It is your kalam I have to read, Ya Allah. It is not the king's kalam or the prime minister's letter. It is your kalam, O Allah. Who can help me if you don't help me? We have to let go. 1, 2 tears have to come, my brothers. That is what Allah loves. Now I just returned from Umrah. And you know nowadays there are 10 imams in Makkah. If you count all the imams, there's 10 imams. And they on turns. When we just entered for Fajr Salat, we made Umrah, Tahajjud time, we were finished. And then cut hair, all that, Fajr time. And Sheikh Sudais went. And he started. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. The last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. And he read. Wa la tukhzina yawm al qiyamah. And the man was weeping and crying. Then you hear the whole haram, everyone is almost who understands is weeping and crying. So sometimes, you know, we say when we're reading Taraweeh, we ourselves get so inspired and motivated. So we know we are speaking to Almighty Allah. So that must be the aim. We motivate, inspire people. It is kalam of Allah. And sehri time, tahajjud time, read your 2 rakat salat. Go into sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ بِالْرَبِّ وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى فَقَمِنُنْ أَيُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. The hadith in Sahih Muslim. The nearest the servant comes to Allah is in sajda. We are in complete submission. Beg and ask Allah abundantly. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى also comes. Beg Allah abundantly in that posture. And then see the mercy of Almighty Allah. How Allah's mercy envelopes that person. And if you know some Arabic, then say, Ya Raja'ana Iza Ghulliqatil Abwaab. Oh my beloved Allah, all the doors are closed, but your doors are forever open. Ya Farajana, oh Allah, you are the only one who can remove all the difficulties. Idan Qata'atil Asbab. 2009 this year, 2008, 1429. 5 salats are read already in Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, Majidul Haram. When Allah wants to give the African, we in the African continent, we should know this incident. When Allah wants to give the African honor, on the 6th Saum in Makkah last year, whatever happened, we don't know. Khadimul Haramain Sharifain sent his minister phone, called Sheikh Adil Kalbani. 20 years he's the imam there in Riyadh. The African whose family comes from Nigeria, tell Sheikh Adil Kalbani from tonight onwards he's making Taraweeh. They asked him, Sheikh Adil, when he took the interview, they say, you're the first African imam in this modern era. How did you feel when you looked at the Baytullah and you're the imam and 2 million people are behind you? How will we feel? Me and you, our huzu might break, brothers. You know, I made one day imamat in the haram. So, janaza salat. So, you must remember. We were making tawaf. So, not salat time. So suddenly a janaza came. So, we all just stood. So, they said, now who's going to make imamat? So, one chief of the bank just pushed me and I went in front. So, I made janaza salat. So, I look back, I say, you know, alhamdulillah, we got honor of making imamat in the haram. But we say janaza salat, you know. So, you must remember. So, brothers, that is also something that Almighty Allah chose who He wants to. So, think about it. We are speaking to Almighty Allah. We heard of Ibn Sina. You in a medical fraternity, you know he wrote a book called Qanun. The canon, they call it in English. When you study the history of medicine, all that. I just want to show you, my youngsters, beloved youths, that this program is for you, but we need to rise to the occasion. So, one person fell sick in that area, and the Imam Sahib reached there before Ibn Sina. The West called him Avicenna, because everybody who's great, they try and anglicize the name. They try and give a Western name, you know. So anyway, the Imam Sahib reached there before Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina came big, you know, doctor. Say, Imam, what you doing here? This is my patient. But Imam was man of wisdom. He said, Ibn Sina, what a giant you are. That you are a physician and a doctor and this. He praised him lavishly. You know, today if you want, just praise a person and you will find that person is going for Mi'raj, you know. It's flying, so you must remember. If somebody just praised me or you after Taraweeh Salat, he said, Afsab, today you are in top form. Then you see, Afsab, everything. And he say, Afsab, today you didn't read nice. Then, finish. He say, this guy, I don't like him. So you must remember. So he praised Ibn Sina lavishly. After that, he told Ibn Sina, but this brother of yours is a conjuice and is a stingy person and a miser. So the smile decreased completely. So the Imam told Ibn Sina, see, the impact of Kalamul Bashar, human beings kalam, 5 minutes ago I praised you were flying. Now 1 minute only I criticize your brother and you're feeling so upset. Look at your body language. You asked me what I was doing here. I was reading Kalamullah because it is our belief that when we read Surah Fatiha in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned. Read upon your 6-7 times Surah Fatiha. It's Surah to Shifa. So how much impact will Kalamullah have on the sick person when I'm reading the Kalam of Almighty Allah, when Kalamul Bashar, human beings, Kalam and speech has such an impact? So my young brothers, check our intention, take the du'as of our teachers, take the du'as of our parents. Now the day will come, we on the musalla. Now what happens? Now we can't run away. So we have to prepare, we have to make effort, read properly, and don't worry too much about imitating people. I want to read like Sheikh Husri and Sheikh Sudais and Sheikh Suraim. Just leave all, read your natural. Right? And remember, whenever, just now my nephew also brought me here. So he also was hesitating, you know, to overtake or not. So I told him, Ismail, he's a Molana now, but we call him still Ismail. So now I say, Ismail, remember the law I taught you many years ago? He said, no, always I think of that. So I told him, when you want to overtake, never be in doubt. Never have two minds. You're either going to overtake or you're not going to overtake. The day you have doubt, you're going to make an accident and take us all to the graveyard. So same thing on a musalla. You must have the conviction. You must be sure of what you're reading. Once you allow waswasa, the doubts, then remember the mistakes will come. You will lose the self-confidence of yours. And then you know we hafiz, how it is. When we start making mistakes, then we dear makar and completely confused and we blow our fuses in the process. So remember, you must have the conviction and make sure, don't allow the doubt. Some of us, now Ramadan time, the samosas and the halim and lot of things are going on. Now, you see, but now my huzu is troubling me. That also is shaitan. It make all put sounds here and all these things here. So remember, you youngsters, you must learn this word. You don't know Arabic, learn the word. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. إِنَّ لِلْهُذُوءِ شَيْطَانًا يُقَالُ لَهُ الْوَلَهَانِ For wudu, there's a proper shaitan, specified shaitan. Nabi alayhi salam taught us, his name is Walahan. So Walahan comes, he make pat-pat here, pat-pat everywhere, and he begin lot of sounds. Now we on a musalla, now you got 500 people here, you got 200. Something happens, what you going to do? You'll walk away. They say, Allah is forgiving, finish. How we can do it? So make sure our wudu also and halim also, maybe if we trouble too much, rather have after Taraweeh. Don't put litter upon litter before Isha, you know. So that is very important. Second one, our salat. Nabi alayhi salam said, for salat, the person does not know which rakat he read. La yadri kam salla athalathan am arba. That shaitan's name is called Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. Khinzab. It's a hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So brothers, you must remember my young ulama, Hufaz, Walahan, especially when we're performing Taraweeh, Imamat, and Khinzab, always beg Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, protect me from all the shayateen, and especially Walahan and Khinzab. Because Taraweeh needs extreme concentration. We're reading Kalam of Almighty Allah. I just arrived yesterday in Durban. We went to the masjid. Now, we're reading Salat. One brother next to me got a long kurta on, and we were in a tashahud at-tahiyyat, and his cell phone rang. And it had all Hollywood, Bollywood, bang, tung, tung, all that. Now he's embarrassed also, doesn't know what to do, so he's pulling this side and pulling this side. He got fed up, he broke his namaz and he went away. So you, my young ulama, my young brothers, my young hufaz, it's your duty. It's in your interest. When you go on the musalla, Isha time, Taraweeh time, brothers straighten the sufuf and please ensure all our cell phone, mobile, everything are switched off. You know once that thing start making noise, the messages come, this come, the ringtones come, then your concentration is going to go. And obviously, that the musalli should realize all this. That is unacceptable. I mean, today we go to the Haram Sharif, wallahi we can cry. The person is making tawaf. He just stops, they'll stand, face the Baytullah, pose, and then take snap and everything. Right by the Roda Mubarakah, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. I went now to Riasa. Now it's not my topic, but anyway. I went now, that last day I was there, I went right to the chief of the Haram Sharif, both Harams. I wrote a letter. I told him, Sheikh, how can you allow all this? He shook my hand, he gave me a special number, they say a dedicated number. He said, any suggestions you got, you must write to this number. I told him, Sheikh, look at all the cell phone business. Look at the photography. Look at the ikhtilat, the mix-up between men and women. The urinals you got in Mina. We go for Hajj and people are standing and let go in their hose pipes. How can that be acceptable in any place? So this thing is, I mean, a disgrace, wallahi. But we don't say it to criticize them. We say it, they're doing so much. They're spending billions of dollars, but do it the proper way. So brothers, you have made so much sacrifice. So let us check our niyat, take the dua. Now we're on a musalla. How are we going to read the Quran? What did Almighty Allah tell Mustafa alayhi salatu salam? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Read the Quran Kareem with pauses. Now brothers, don't get fooled with this. Last week we were in Cape Town. Mufti Ismail Menk was there. He is a wonderful, great reader. So brothers, he's proved it time and time again. If we deliver, people will sit. I asked him, Mufti Sahib, where are you making Taraweeh this year? He said, Cape Town, Mitchell's Plain is a poor area. I said, Mufti Sahib, I'm happy you're going to those areas. Every time I don't want to hear you're going to all the posh masajid, you must go to the poor areas. He said, no, my father also told me the same thing. So brothers, after Taraweeh, he has dars, he has lesson for half an hour, 20 minutes or what? 90%, 70%, you know in Durban also he performed Taraweeh, they sit. What lesson do we learn from them? If we read correctly, if we deliver some dars or some lesson, ulama, win the hearts of the people. We can stand on the minbar, we can stand here, make this haram, this haram, this haram. It's not going to have such an impact until we give an alternative, until we win the hearts of the people. And if you do that, the best is Quran Kareem. So each one of you, my learned ulama, my learned brothers, hufaz, you must not say, I'm going to make Taraweeh here and then I'll walk away. No. Every day I will share something with the congregation as well. I will learn something, whether it's a hadith, whether it is a dua, whether it's a masla, anything. So you will say, brothers, let us just speak about this. I'm here today in Durban, in Jami Masjid where I am. They just came to me and said, why you don't do something? I said, okay, every morning after Fajr, I'll give 1 minute dars, 2 minute dars. Every day we choose a hadith, and I translate it, say it in Arabic, translate it, and then we just explain it. When I go back now, there's 2-3 bajis, old men. Now they wait for me there. Tumhe kya hota? They speak like that. So I say, baji, but I went Cape Town, Durban. So yeah, there's nobody here to say hadith. You go away. You know how much you're depriving us. I just keep quiet. I'm doing it voluntary. But they jack me up left, right and center. So this type of thing. So we win there, the public like this. So 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Don't just make Taraweeh and walk away. Teach them. Their hearts are soft in Ramadan. And you made it a quality Ramadan. That person, one dua, whole life he'll remember the dua, inshallah. It is in our Mizan-e Hasanat. It goes in our book of deeds. So when we read the Taraweeh, brothers, sometime, me and my colleague, now we make our own. So you know what? Forget all the zabarzir mistakes now, and I'll cover you up. So you scrub my back, and I'll rub your back. Now is that right? Be honest with me. So he makes mistakes, yeah, it's alright. Now one day, one different hafizah pitched up there. Then he started taking out the mistakes. Now the people realize these hafizahs were colluding with one another. They were making ya'alamun ta'alamun business. So we need to be very careful. It's kalam of Almighty Allah. And we need to read it properly. Next one, our ruku sajda. Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Bichara, that baji in the first serve, second serve, is still going in his first sajda, you already gone in the second sajda. How can we do that? What Mustafa alayhi salam said? Think! Think, brothers! What Nabi alayhi salatu salam said? Nabi alayhi salam said, he's the biggest sariq. You can translate sariq as a crook, as a thief, call it chor, whatever you want. If somebody calls us by that name, how bad we feel. Yeah, Mustafa alayhi salam is telling us the person who steals in ruku and says that is the person who is a crook. So is that? Therefore I read the verse. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have revealed to you, O Ummat Muslimah, the Kitab, the Quran Kareem. In this Kitab, Allah mentions you. Allah says you can read, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَوْشِعُونَ. We read our Salat with devotion, concentration. And other people who read the Salat, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَىٰ يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلْهِلَىٰ. So one way is the Munafiqeen's way, Quran is saying. And one way is the Mu'mineen's way. So me and you must ask ourselves, the Quran is for each one of us. Which side do I belong now? First thing, my young Hufaz, you made Taraweeh last year, 2 years, or this is your first year. Take this out of your mind, that I must please the people. The people must praise me. Take that out. Izzat, zillat comes from Almighty Allah. You say, I want to please Allah. Allah will turn the hearts of people automatically towards you. You know, now I don't know if you know a little bit Afrikaans, that when we were in Heidelberg, we lived in a township, African township. So we used to have a hawk, you know, a fowl run. So when I used to come from school, I used to open the hawk, all the chicken used to run away. My mother used to shout, me, rahimahullah. So now how are you going to get all the chicken? You know, run behind this one, this one, this one, nothing will happen. You just catch the mother, and you find a whole lot coming in nicely. Please Almighty Allah, you will see the creation automatically is bending towards you. So learn this lesson, my young Hufaz. Next one. Now you want to make shortcut. You say, yeah, but you know, Taraweeh, 20 rakats now, a little bit shortcut. We also want to make. Right, we'll show you the shortcuts now. You see, after 4 rakats, we relax. You want to drink your chai and your coffee and all that. So there, you can make a little bit shortcut. You don't have to make so long. So just make a little bit shortcut there. So nobody can complain on that. Next one, the dua in the ending of salat. So that you can omit. So you don't have to read the dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. And this dua, the dua. So you read your attahiyat, you read your salawat, and then you make salam, it's fine. But make sure you read attahiyat and you read the durood that's necessary. Like. Third one, brothers, is, now we're going to read witr salat. So witr also, try and ensure we educate the people. After witr salat, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, what is to read? The hadith in Sunan Nasai. Every day you just take one sunnah. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. And the third one, Subhan al-Malik al-Quddus. I met one person this Hajj time. He came and he kissed me. And they said, oh, you're kissing me. But your wife is there. He said, no, man, every witr I think of you. I said, why? He said, no, you taught me that dua. So therefore I say, I must kiss you today. So you must remember. So brothers, you see, Imam, now you taught that person one dua. See how much he appreciates it. Why? This is the practice of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. Subhana al-Malik al-Quddus. 3 times, and the 3rd time we prolong it. And the last thing we need in Ramadan is for the Imams to start fighting. Why you took out the wrong mistake? Why you want to dig me? Why you want to do this? We all human beings, it can happen. Now I read right. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That Imam, that brother, that Asami took out something mistake. I tell you, what's wrong with you? You must go home. Come just take out all my mistakes here for nothing. Now we start. Now what are we doing? We're disgracing ourselves. You know how many problems we already got in South Africa now. So you must remember this. So just today I said, just make dua one, Maulana don't get slaughtered in the process, you know, so this type of thing. Because things have gone so crazy. So anyway, yeah, there is funny things going on. The point I'm making here, don't create that scene in front of people. Among yourself, fine. Just say, if you're not sure, then don't correct me. After the 2 rakats, we will check it up. And if I'm wrong, I'll just repeat the verse again. And sometimes, if the mistake was not taken out, then repeat it in the next 2 rakats or repeat it the next day. Likewise, according to Hanafis, because most of you youngsters, you follow the Hanafi school, you should know this. You know to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim loudly once is compulsory according to the Hanafi school. So you can read it anywhere. It's not necessary. You must start by Surah Baqarah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can read any surah, Surah Rahman, Surah Qalam, Surah, wherever you want. So we must remember that you read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim loudly once. Then the time will come for Khatmul Quran. So remember the senior ulama or other people there. Give them the platform and tell them that they must make the dua. You know why? Kitabul Azkar is a wonderful book written by Allama Nawawi. In there, Allama Nawawi has mentioned the hadith. On the occasion of Khatmul Quran, 4,000 malaika specially descend. And they are saying Ameen on the duas that are made. So what an honorable, auspicious occasion it is. So don't say, no, I made the Taraweeh, I must make the dua. So remember that call somebody, either Imam or whoever, the old Imam is there, tell him make the dua. So in that way we build the ummah. We don't forget the contribution of our elders, our senior ulama. Maybe now, just now we heard of Hafiz Umar, mashallah, one night Quran. You know Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to make 61 khatam in Ramadan. And you can even imagine and dream. Every day he used to make khatam. Every night he used to make khatam. And on the musalla he used to make one khatam. 61 khatam in Ramadan. Fasting is a duty. Tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So my brothers, I can't offhand. Oh yeah, Maulana mentioned something very nice. And this happens a lot. Now we are in ruku. Now we're going to read Subhana Rabbil Azim and all that. We have got time for all the Subhana Rabbil Azim and all that. Insist that Subhana Rabbil Ala. We already, our mind is racing. What must I read now? Because we just stop somewhere. And sometimes we stop in unexpected places also. You know, we get stuck. They say, Allahu Akbar. So what the people know? They have to follow us. So now you must remember. Now think. Kalamullah is the best kalam. Ahsanul hadith. Hadith is the best of speech. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Nuhitu an aqra al-Quran. I have been prohibited from reading the Quran whilst I'm in sajda. You youngsters listening? Why? Quran Kareem is exalted, majestic, is kalam of Allah. And that is halatu tazallul. It is time of complete submission to Almighty Allah. So we're supposed to praise Allah. Now you say, I praise Allah, understood, but what I'm to read? So the easy way, let's just take any place in the Quran. So now if you are reading, just in your, when you stand up, Surah Fatiha, so at least that much you know where you made ruku, just go back one, two verses, and that understanding you should have with your sami, that sometimes you will not start, you know, where you made ruku, you will go back one, two verses, and then you just start from there and you will see, inshallah, you know how it is in hifz. Therefore Quran is called Quran. Qarana. All the verses, all the surahs are joined. Qara'a, to read. So we must remember that try and do that and you will see it is better off. For us to go in ruku and sajda and read Quran, that is prohibited clearly by Nabi alayhi salatu salam in authentic hadith. You open Tirmidhi, others you will find. One more masala that comes to mind is this, that sometimes we are really stuck. You know, you have a jayid, good hafiz. He's reading 10 nights pass, 11 nights pass. No mistake, mashallah. Now for real, he got stuck. And he got stuck in such a way, the sami, mashallah, his mind is in Dubai or somewhere. Where this man got stuck now? So, now he can't. Now he's totally neutral gear. Now the seconds are ticking by. Now what? So you know, you must know these maslas. Remember that if 3 subhanallahs have passed in that silence, then according to Hanafis, it's very important, we have to make sajda so. So remember this type of basic masail, inshallah. Obviously from now we should not wait for Ramadan. Every day after Zuhur, after Maghrib, after Isha, inshallah. All of us, tell our teachers, tell our honorable parents to make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'aban wa balighna ramadan. And in that way, may Almighty Allah bless the ummah. And one last point I'll make, then you can start firing up the questions. See brothers, wallah, we don't know what we got. I travel quite a bit with Allah's help. Brothers, see, just take masjid. Mashallah, we got our Hazrat Maulana here. And we got great, great ulama. Brothers, look at the ummah's plight. Now 7 o'clock when we're coming, I told Maulana Ismail, oh, let's listen to the news. Who's right, who's wrong is not the issue. In Nigeria, they slaughtered the Muslims. Today, on the 7 o'clock news, SAFM. Today I'm giving you latest news now. It's 8:30 now. 7 o'clock news, that person said, they contacted Amnesty International. They said, the Nigerians are notorious for this, that they first shoot and then they'll ask questions. And they're mowing down and murdering the Muslims in the northern part of Nigeria. Now look at Muslim life. In Ramadan, the blood of Muslims is flowing. Children are yatim. Women don't know where their husbands are. They are being tortured. How can it happen? Study the Quran, my brothers. Allah speaks of Ramadan. What is Ramadan? Tahariqul dhunub. To incinerate the sins and burn the sins. Ramadan comes, Ramadan goes, and I go back kama kan, how I was. Then Allah is the sole judge, but superficially it seems that maybe the Ramadan of mine is not really accepted in the court of Allah. When we turn for the better, then is a sign of acceptance. Remember that. Number one, Allah is the sole judge. I'm not saying you're not accepted. I'm saying superficially it might seem like that. Second one, brothers, study the verses. Quran, every ayat is called ayat. Why? Because it's a symbol, a sign of Almighty Allah. It's a miracle. So therefore it's called ayat. 6,236 verses. That's the miracle you have achieved and accomplished. It's not 6,666. It's 6,236. So we must remember that. Study the Quran and look at the context. Allah speaks of Ramadan. In the ending, Allah speaks of Ramadan. In the middle, see the beauty. Sababun Nuzul. Sahabas came. Ya Rasulallah, Arabbuna Kareem. Ya, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is our Allah near? Then, Fanunaji. We will just whisper. Ambaidun Fanunadi. Or he's far, we will scream and shout. Allah revealed the verse. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni. When my servants ask about me, tell them, inni qareeb, I am very, very near. Then, ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'a. When you make dua, I respond to your dua. So brothers, you are the imam. If you make dua, see how many people behind you will also start making the dua. Whether it is Somalia, Sudan, Kashmir, Nigeria, go that side, Palestine, Afghanistan, Iraq. We comfort zone. 20 rakats tarawih, air condition, the samosas, badyas, halim, and everything is waiting for us. They are fighting. Our Muslim history is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our martyrs and shuhada. That is what it is. There's a war going out there. Minimum requirement, brothers. I'm concluding with this. It's a severe warning. And you, honorable imam, you are leading the prayer. So month of Ramadan is shahrul siyam, fasting. Is shahrul Quran. Is shahrul sadaqat, charity. Everything it is shahrul dua as well. So Almighty Allah warns us, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Tell them, O Mustafa alayhi salam, my Allah is not concerned about you if you don't make dua. Imagine today the husband tell the wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. If Allah tells us catch the highway then. So brothers, I appeal to you from now, beg Almighty Allah, we all for ourselves, our families, the ummah at large, and our wonderful country, all, I told you the starting, for 150 years, to hold the Quran was a criminal offense, death penalty in South Africa. From Yasfam, the ulama went, I just thought of something quickly, I'll just share with you. From Yasfam, the ulama went to Mozambique, neighboring country, and they took their personal Quran Sharifs. That was when the civil war was on. When they went there in some remote areas of Mozambique, the youngsters came, elderly people came, they said, please share, give us Quran. He said, we only got our personal one, take it, never mind. Other people came, they said, give us Quran. He said, we don't have. They said, okay, if you don't have, at least let us kiss their hands, they have the Quran. You see, brothers? So this is how Allah puts love in the hearts of people for Quran Kareem. So Allah is giving us Shahrul Quran. Let us make it special for ourselves, special for the people. And in that way, we all connect ourselves with Almighty Allah. So may Almighty Allah accept us all, inshallah. I must place on record my sincerest thanks to Jamiat Ulama Kwazulu Natal, Mawlana Ahmad Muhammadi, Mawlana Abdullah Khan, all of them, mashallah, young ulama, doing great sterling work. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla accept everyone's khidmat, inshallah. You know, for Q&A, I'll sit down. Now, you youngsters, one point only I want to say, whenever I do Q&A, I tell them my name is AK Hussein, It's not AK-47. So don't ask such questions, you want to shoot somebody else now. They say, I saw here somebody sitting here. Let me ask AK a question, and then we'll shoot that guy nicely. So you must, then you're going to make me AK-47, so that's not right, And second one, I know you youngsters, you love cricket. So now you say, let's send one googly question, let's bowl him out. So you must remember, send one dusra. So you must remember, don't ask all difficult questions, I'm your guest, you must ask easy questions.
Inshallah, Jazakumullah. I think the procedure for the questions will be that we'll try to keep it especially limited with regards to the Quran Kareem, and especially for the Huffaz. I think there are some ladies who might want to SMS a question. So the number you can SMS to is 082-701-4850. Mawlana Muhammadi, you coming from? Mawlana Muhammadi will ask a question if that's his cell phone number. 082-701-4850. Inshallah, if there's any questions that our Huffaz have got, anything related to the Quran or the Taraweeh, or any query you've got, anything that's in your mind, inshallah, you can stand up and you can ask us a question, inshallah. Which is our endeavor to answer that question.
Come, you young Huffaz, there for questions. You don't need istikhara now. So you're not getting married and all that. Mother get married to Aisha or Jamila or whatever. So start firing up. Man sanna sunnatan hasana. Who starts the first question? Everybody ask question. After that, inshallah, you'll get the reward. Come, inshallah. Quick now. Don't worry, your father will praise you, inshallah. You ask the question. Ji, mashallah.
What's the best method to learn the Quran?
MashaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What's the best method to learn Quran? Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu came to Mustafa alayhi salam. He said, Ya Rasulallah, I have weak memory. So now, I want a retentive, strong memory. The hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu salam told him that every Laylatul Jumu'ah, what we call Thursday night, so read 4 rakat salat. In that 4 rakats, read Surah Fatiha, then read Surah Yasin. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, and then Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. Then third rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. You might say that tartib is not according. Nafil salat is valid. And then the fourth rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, and then you read Surah Tabarak. Now we tell a person, read that, they'll say, I don't know, I only know the Alam Taraweeh, you're telling me all the surahs. So we say, just read 2 rakat salat, normal, and then look in the Quran Sharif after the salat, and then make dua. Inshallah, Almighty Allah will make you, your son, your daughter, inshallah, a hafiz. Sayyidina Ali himself says that after that I had such a retentive memory that I shouldn't forget normally. So Thursday night, the night later to Jumu'ah, last night what we call. So read these 4 surahs in Salat preferably. Otherwise, just look inside and see what the powerful retentive memory and Quran will become, inshallah. We'll become hafiz. One point I forgot to mention, I'll mention it now. You might be wondering why we didn't take this water. You know, I'm old and I don't drink cold water. So we're doing hot water. So anyway, brothers, I don't think I got zamzam here or something. So see your son, your daughter. What a great quality Allah has given them. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. The Quran Kareem, we protect it, we guard it, no addition, no omission. Go to the Pope, Vatican. Tell him to read the Bible in the original language, cover to cover, by heart. There will be no hope for the Pope. You must remember. And we, million of us, can read it throughout the world. So Allah took his quality, Hafiz, and he transferred it to your son, to your daughter. What a great honor Allah has given us. Think about it seriously.
Ustaz, there's a second question that has been SMS. What happens when the Imam reads Jannah instead of Nar, or he reads Nar instead of Jannah, or anything with the opposite meaning? What should he do in that circumstances?
The fuqaha and ulama have written, if it is khata'i fahish, a terrible error, now that's a terrible error, the person, ulaika ashabul jannah, they are the people of Jannah, and you read ulaika ashabul nar, they are the people of Jahannam. It's a mistake. So if no one corrected, then we should repeat that salat. Now remember in Taraweeh, this is very important, mashallah, good question. In Taraweeh, if we have to repeat the two rakats, you know, the whole two rakats for some reason, then you can't just repeat that verse. You have to repeat the entire portion you read, because Taraweeh salat is sunnat muakkada, 20 rakats, male and female. And completing the Quran Sharif, that's a separate sunnah. It's not sunnat muakkada, but it's sunnah. So for that sunnah there, we have to read the entire 2-3 pages or whatever we read. So that's important. Don't just repeat that verse. Repeat the entire portion that you read in that 2 ayahs. If it is not a khata fahish, it is, you know, maybe zabar zair mistake and the meaning does not change terribly, then in a case like that, the salat is valid and everything is fine. The ulama, mashallah, you are studying, some of you, Nurul Izah, a nice kitab of Hanafis. So read, it's got a wonderful discussion on Zallatul Qari, the mistakes made by the Imam. So that is a good discussion to read.
Mona Muhammadi cell number again is 08270148504850. There's a second request here, Mufti Sahab. Can you kindly complete the incident that you mentioned with regard to the first African Imam when he was invited to perform the Salat in the Haram?
His name is Sheikh Adil Kalbani, and he's supposed to come to South Africa. He accepted the Dawat, but then there were some other reasons. Anyway, inshallah, next year he will come to South Africa. And he's from Nigeria originally. His family are still there. And he was in Riyadh for 20 years. And alhamdulillah, this year most probably he will perform Taraweeh again in Makkah Mukarramah. So what the point I was driving home is this. See, African person, and when people asked him that, he says, I used to only dream about it, that one day I will lead the prayers here in Haram Sharif, Masjidul Haram. And never in my wildest dreams, never imagined in the reality it will happen. It was just a dream. But Almighty Allah, Azza wa Jalla, His piety and whatever else, Allah's fadl obviously. So today he has become the Imam of the Haram. So the point I was driving home is that today the whole world basically knows Sheikh Adil Kalbani. And imagine every second night, alternate night, he's making the dua. One night Sheikh Sudesh makes and the other night he makes. Now imagine if you've been to Makkah, Ramadan, you know, especially the last 10 nights, it's 3 million people, 2.5 million people. So he's the one leading the Salat. So the point I'm making is this, when we have desires, then Almighty Allah makes it a reality also, provided we keep on begging and asking Almighty Allah.
Is there anybody here who has a question?
Come youngsters, mashallah. Sajda ayat, good question. Remember that Sajda tilawat, there are 15 Sajda tilawats in the Quran. Now we must know this, you know, South Africa is no more apartheid South Africa, it's democratic South Africa now. So we got, you know, I went to Cape Town, the amount of Arabs that are there, I couldn't believe it, you know. All for holiday there. They got 100 days holiday in all the Arab countries. So, 10th of Shawwal, their schools, their madrasas, their colleges, varsities will open, and you will find them full day in Cape Town. So I asked one, two of them, why you don't come to Johannesburg? He said, oh, kathratul jaraim, Sheikh. Too much crime there in South Africa. See, so I made one, two of them, I said, come, I explain to you something. Your media in Arab countries, our media, they hype up South Africa, the crime capital, and we also speak about it. And we condemn it also, the government, the 2 lakhs and all that. Then I said, another big problem we got is AIDS also. I said, Sheikh, if you're going to study South Africa like that, then that's unfair. The ayat we have to quote for our current situation, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. From outside, you're a foreigner, you look at South Africa, oh, yes, AIDS and crime and this. But batinuhu fihi rahma. Show me any place in the world for 2% population you have so many darulum, so many hufaz, you, so many ulama, so many ladies in hijab and niqab, so many things going on Islamically, media and whatever else you want to add. So remember, if that is not a mercy of Allah, look at the freedom we have. No country in the world has this. I walked into Azhar University like this, with this clothes. They stopped me at the door. So I asked, what's wrong? You say, who told you you can wear this? I told him, Sheikh, I'm a daif, I'm a guest. You say, okay, go. A student can't enter like that in Azhar with kurta and all this. So this is Muslim country. So brothers, you must remember, we need to beg Almighty Allah for all this. So that was the point I was driving home.
So
okay, that he was asking about sajda tilawat. Remember, there are 15 sajda tilawat, and it's people from Somalia, people from Pakistan, people from India, people from Egypt. They don't all follow the Hanafi school. You'll find them following Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali school. So Hanbali say there are 15 sajda tilawat. The Maliki say 11. 11 meaning the last three they leave out, and Surah Hajj, the second one, they leave out. The Hanafis, we say 14, we leave out the second one of Surah Hajj. And the Shafis say 14, you must remember, and that is what they do, the one in Surah Swad, they leave out. This I want to explain to you, young Hafiz, very practically. Now you are the Imam. What did you mean? You are the Imam, and now you are following the Hanafi school. Now you came to the ayat of Surah Hajj. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu rukuu wasjudu wa'budu. Now it's written there on the side, a sajda in the Shafi'iyya. But you know you got people from Egypt and Somalia and this country. So you should take them into consideration. So you don't have to make the sajda tilawat. But the way the sajda is, just say Allahu Akbar. So when you make Allahu Akbar, now look at Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Imam Shafi and them, both of them. Quran Kareem, when it discussed Nabi Dawud alayhi salam's incident, Allah Ta'ala said, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعَ. And he fell down, رَاكِعَ. Did he fall down in ruku or did he fall down in sajda? He fell down in sajda. But the word Allah Ta'ala used was رَاكِعَ. So from there, Almighty Allah is showing us a masla. Occasionally, if you make ruku, it will suffice for sajda. Therefore, according to Hanafis and Shafi'is, that if the Imam is at the sajda tilawat ayat, and you make ruku, and in your ruku you make intention of sajda tilawat. So you must remember when you make the sajda and all that after that, so it will incorporate the sajda tilawat as well. So the point I'm trying to make is, we cosmopolitan now, we got diverse, you know, countries here in South Africa. So take them also into consideration. Sajda tilawat, when you go, Allahu Akbar straight, and then you make the dua, one sajda, and then you come up, Allahu Akbar, and you continue. But remember that we should try and accommodate the others, not only by, don't make the sajda if you don't want to, it's fine, but at least make the ruku, and in that way there, their sajda tilawat can also be done. Two, three years ago, we were in Haram Sharif, and Sheikh Shuraim was reading, and he read Surah Sa'd, and he came to this ayat, وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا. So, he said, Allah Akbar. So myself, where we were, and we all sajda. So we sitting in sajda. He said, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنَ حَمِدًا. What a mix-up in the haram. The Imam is in ruku, and 1,000 people are in sajda. You see, if I should meet Sheikh Shuraim after that, I should tell him, Sheikh, you mustn't do this in the haram. No, we have to tell them sometimes, and they appreciate it. Because it's haram, there's millions of people there, we take it for granted, you're the Imam, you're going to sajda. The only time we realize that you didn't make sajda tilawat is when you said, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Now the guy is like, one chief is busy with his head, another one like this. He doesn't know what to go ruku or sajda or what, and complete mix up, and this type of thing. So you must remember that you're the Imam. Here in South Africa, maybe we'll get away with it because of... But remember that we should, like, you know, say aloud, Allahu Akbar, we wake up the people, we're going to sajda tilawat. Ibn Rajab Hanbali and them, they wrote, the Salaf al-Salih used to complete the Quran Kareem on the 27th night. But remember, in this day and age, it's better 29th night. Because when we finish on the 27th night, what happens? Now people say, Quran Sharif finished, so now we don't have to come for Taraweeh. You know, people also sometimes. So take it till the 29th night, and now, mashallah, the people will come. You explain to them that we will have Khatmul Quran, we will make special dua. So they're looking forward for the Taraweeh Salat right till the last night, if it's 29 days, or the second last night. So in this day and age, we advise the ulama, the imams, to make Khatmul Quran on the 29th night. But obviously, if you make it on 27th night, we won't say it's makruh or something. It's permissible and good. But better we say 29th night. Remember these hadiths, authentic hadiths regarding the clothing. You know that our kurta, our izar, all that, any garment going down. Our socks is coming up. So not the socks or the khufain, the leather socks. Any garment going down, so that will be our kurta, our izar, so forth. So make sure we are imams, the people are looking up towards us. Al-imamu dhaminun, the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi, we are responsible. So make sure our attire, not only the trouser or kurta above the end and ankles, but our clothing. That it mustn't be so, like, you know, see-through, and like people look down upon us. See, Quran is commanding us. Ya bani Adam khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Take your beauty when you go to the masjid. So this shows that we should be here for our salat and with the imam. So I'm not saying you have to wear new clothes every day, but wear clean, nice, respectable clothes. And inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. So we should be wearing good, nice clothes, inshallah. We will make special dua for you and the ummah at large, inshallah. I'll just tell you this, brother. Remember, one ayat comes to mind and one hadith comes to mind, and it's good the brother asked the question. Number one, Quran Kareem states, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى. Whosoever turned away from my dhikr, my remembrance, my Quran, and فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى, the Quran states, the worldly life becomes constrained, difficult. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. So when we show indifference to the Quran, then Allah resurrects us up blind on the day of Qiyamah. The person say, Ya Allah, why you woke me up blind? رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا مَا آيَاتِمْ to you فَنَسِيتَهَا. You forgot. Person forgot it because of old age, sickness. That's different. Yeah, young, healthy, but just laziness. So tomorrow Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. You will be abandoned and neglected. What a serious indictment upon us. So brother, where there's a world, there's a way. So 12 parad hafiz, you almost halfway. Every day, even now if you start, remember the initiative must come from you. And remember these words, you young hafiz and ulama, all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, بِئِسَ مَا لِأَحَدِيمْ أَنْ يَقُولْ نَسِيْتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. Bad indeed and terrible indeed is to say, I forgot this verse, بَلْ نُسِّيَا. So in the ending of the Quran Kareem, we find the dua, اللَّهُمَ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُ مَا نَسِيْتُ. We don't say it haram or something, but the better way of saying it is, اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُ مَا نُسِيْتُ. And that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we should try and use the word that is used in the hadith. So not the word that we feel like using. And this is what Nabi alayhi salam said. And open the fadail of Quran in Bukhari Sharif, you will find the hadith there. Okay, yeah, there are three maslahs. Some of you, mashallah, you are 15 years old, 13 years old, 14 years old, you baligh. According to Hanafis, you must be baligh. And then only you can perform imamah. So if you are, say, 11 or 10 or 12 and you're not yet mature, according to Shafi's and them, it's permissible that you make imamat also, but you can't make, you know, Jummah Salat, but other like Taraweeh, Farz Salat, Isha, all that you can make. Hanafi say you can't be the imam once you are a minor. So that's the first issue. So if your beard is not growing because naturally, you're still young, so that's fine, no problem. Second one is this, that that person got the beard, but naturally it's not growing. It's still got a little bit here, here. So that also is accepted. One is we shaving it, Allah forbid. We must remember this is a major, major sin. And for the ulama, there's an excellent book we all should try and procure and read it. Wujubul Lihya by Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Rahimahullah. And the ta'aliq, the footnotes are written by Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz, the great grand mufti of Saudi Arabia he was. And he wrote, and even he agreed with all what's written in the book there. So we should remember Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali in the light of Quran, Sunnah. Third one, we want to make Taraweeh. Now, the Imam Sahib, the trustee said, no, you can't make because you're shaving your beard. He said, no, I'll keep beard. So we should be honest to ourselves. If we are keeping the beard, and we already made the intention, if they come, I'll be clean. I had to lecture in my hometown. This is many years ago, 30 years ago, or so 25 years ago. There's non-Muslims, they saw a film or a video or something on Hajj and a pelting. So they asked the people in Heidelberg that time. So they said, no, wait, our one person will come, he'll explain. So when I went there for holiday or something, so they told me they had the school once. So we went there. All whites, you know, apartheid time. So, and good thing is the brothers who took me, two of them, they also had beards, you know. So they call us Bartman in Afrikaans. Bartman. Bartman means beard man. So I explained to them few things of Islam, then Q&A. So the one chap asked me, who come, you know, how you love a Bart, like, why you keep beard and all that? Now you can't say Quran and Hadith, these people are all non-Muslims, they don't believe in all that. You have to give logical. So I told him, okay, I give you the answer. I said, you see, there was a couple. They were newly married. And now that wife just gave birth. Now you know, when they give birth, the child, mashallah, wants everything on quota system, everything on time, milk. So husband properly cleaned, and the wife don't obviously know. So night time, the child now, he want milk, so he turned to the father. So they came here, to the father. He wants his quota. So that non-Muslim said, no, khanuk, I understood now. So he must remember this. So I say, you ask questions like that, we also make a 47. We shoot our answers also. So Allah is giving us our distinction. Who's a male, who's a female. I was going to Zambia, three seats. So, this side three seats, this side. The guy sitting next to me, Steve, myself, and my wife, Fatima. So, I told him, Steve, you're right. He said, no, I'm not. I said, you sure? You're sitting next to a terrorist, you know. So, he said, this guy also shooting from the hip, you know. So he said, I told him, Steve, what are we going to speak about? I mean, we're going to go Zambia now, let's speak. He said, okay, let's talk about religion. I said, perfect. I said, Steve, I want to ask you first question. What you agree with? Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve? So no, I agree with Adam and Eve. I said, that's good. So like that. So never feel shy of any law of Islam. You must remember that. Islam does not need any compromise, any apology you don't need. You must present Islam in its pristine purity. Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Sahib in Ahsanul Fatawa wrote, if you wear short sleeve kurta, you know nowadays, mashallah, Durban yesterday we landed, the pilot said 21 degrees. I looked at my wife, I said, can you believe Durban is 21 degrees? There in Gauteng, Joburg in Lens, where I come from, is -3 and -4 Fajr time. So mashallah, here we're walking around without jersey and anything, mashallah, excellent weather. Durban is a place to be, brothers, in winter, excellent. So now you wear short sleeve kurta and you make imamat, all that. Is it makruh? No, it's not makruh. But is it a good thing? Remember, I will not advise you to do so. This is fatwa we're giving, and I gave you the reference. Remember, the fatwa we will give normally regarding short sleeves, we say is makruh. But there are ulama who say the short sleeve kurta is accepted, and I gave you Mufti Rashid Sahib's fatwa also in Ahsanul Fatawa. But I would not recommend this, especially for you as the imam. One, now you will start that the people also start wearing that. One, because what the imam does, people will follow. Second one is this, that we are standing here as an imam. And we must remember our code of conduct must be exemplary. So therefore, you should try and ensure that we wear proper sleeves and everything. And not send the wrong signals. So although the salat, everything is done. But remember, it's not something advisable. Excellent question. First of all, brothers, remember, this can happen to anybody. One of the greatest fears I have, till now, I mean, we're lecturing now how many years with Allah's help, that we make dua to Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, today Jummah Salat, Eid Salat, this Salat, thousands of people are behind us. So Allahumma akrimna, O Allah, honor us, protect us, all this, O Allah, protect us from Walahan. I gave you the dua also. So remember, if you have this problem, some people have the problem with bowel, with urine, some have with wind, all that. So from now, start making the dua, O Allah, protect me from Walahan, and so forth. One thing we need to be honest to ourselves, if the wuzu breaks, then remember, make sure we got our hanky and so forth. See what Islam taught us. So we protect our honor also. So we just take the hanky and put here by our mouth, nose, and make it as though as our nose or mouth is bleeding, and then we just walk away. And that is why we have mas'alatul istikhlaf. Therefore, Mustafa alayhi salam said, لِيَلِينِ مِنْكُمْ أُلُو الْأَحْلَامِ وَالنُّهَى. Those people of intelligence should stand next to me, behind me. So when something happens to the imam will move away, and immediately they will continue with the salat. So remember, that is why it's important. You know, one place the imam wuzu broke and he walked away. So the one guy pushed one guy, the other guy pushed the guy. So that one guy say, lucky they didn't push me. So you must, in salat they're all talking now. So you must remember this. So you can't do all this kind of thing. You're supposed to know the masail, and it must be a smooth transition, what they call. So you went away, and the people will know that now the imam has to go, and you know, premature broke his wuzu, so now the next person just carries on from there. Repeat that ruku, repeat that sajda. Repeat that ruku, repeat that sajda. So that is the best, so there's no ikhtilaf at all. Now he walks, MashaAllah, yeah, our Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Masjid, you got this door, yeah, you know. So very few masjid got this. You know that one imam, he got stuck most. So he decided, Allahu Akbar, he left the people in sajda, walked out from here. One guy peeped, he said, the imam is gone, you know. So you remember. So very few masjid got this facility here, you know. So you will have to walk that way there. And the people must just give way. First, Surah Fatiha, every rakat you will read. Surah Yasin, we all know Surah 36. Second rakat, Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, in the 25th Supara. And third one, we read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. 21st juz, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And then last rakat, Surah Tabarak Al-Ladhi, Surah Mulk. And if you want the reference, Sayyidina Ali is the reporter, and Imam Tirmidhi has mentioned it. Wonderful hadith. You must remember that people who are ma'azur, people who are ma'azur. Ma'azur means that you have salasul bowl, you have problem with your urine, or you have wind problem, Arabic we call it ri. So then, they cannot perform imamah, especially according to Hanafis, and that is not permissible. So for them to say that, no, because of that I forgot Quran, let us be honest, 11 months of the year, nobody reads Taraweeh, and there's no Taraweeh, there's only Ramadan. So we should not look for a scapegoat and say, that because I did not perform Taraweeh, so therefore I forgot my Quran. 11 months you had. So that is not a valid excuse. So we should be reading. You know the Imams of the Haram. If you go there and if you speak to them, they finish every day, week, Friday to Friday, Saturday to Saturday, whole Quran. They read a manzil a day. Till today, some of them. So you must remember, it's how much love we have for Quran. Quran is not man for Sha'aban and Ramadan. Quran is for every day. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complained, Oh my Allah, my people, they have abandoned and neglected the Quran. So how can we say that, no, you must the trustee, you must the imam, you didn't give me chance, therefore no, it's not the one. Ji. Here there are two issues. Number one is, if you wear turban, mashallah, it's very good. You know, the imams, they use miswak, put nice itar, all that, use turban, all these things here. But if you want to say it's more rewarding, that you will get 70 times more reward and all that, all those ahadith are either maudu, or I'm speaking about the extra thawab. Turban hadiths are sahih. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wore turban, everything. But to say you get extra thawab, those ahadiths are maudu, are fabricated, or very, very weak. Therefore, majority of the ulama have not accepted it. So yes, we will say that turban is sunnah, And the imams, it's good if they wear it, but we should not have this intention that I'll get much more reward. There is no authenticity to that. Excellent question. That we have Hafiz, he doesn't know any Arabic. Myself, when I was Hafiz, I'm still Hafiz, alhamdulillah, but we were Hafiz only, we didn't know Arabic, so we should make very few mistakes. Well, you just read, mashallah. So now when we know some Arabic, all that, now we make more mistakes because now we start thinking of the meaning, you know. Oh, this happened. Now we want to put our own mix-ups we make there. So sometimes that, I'm not saying now you mustn't become alim and all that, you must still become, you know, it's good. So now the Hafiz just read. Now he doesn't know the meaning, and now he read a little bit upside down here and there. So again, if there is no one to correct him, then it's la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wusaha. But if there are people to correct, and it's a serious mistake, then they must correct him, whether he knows or he doesn't know. But flexibility will be given in certain instances. Doesn't Mufti Shafi Sahib has written this Muslim? Some of you are Hafiz, mashallah, and you want to make Taraweeh alone. The masjid don't allow you. Now you're going to sit in your garage or in your room or make. Now you can't get a Sami. So what you going to do? So today's zamana is technology. So put your tape or CD or whatever there, and you know it's a Hafiz, where you maybe made a mistake. So in that way, you just repeat that portion there, and then you see how you read, and then the next night you can just rectify those verses. That's an easy way of doing it. Yeah. Very important, brothers. You know that sometimes we get tired and this and that, so we just walk past the musalli. You know what Nabi alayhi salam said? Lo ya'lamu al-mar bayna yaday al-musalli madha alay, that if the person who's crossing the musalli knew the sun, lakana ay yaqifa 40 kharifa, he should wait for 40 years. The hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar, he should wait for 40 years. It's a major sun, brothers. Yes, the person is there, I'm crossing here, 1, 2, and 3 surfs or so, then you cross, fine, no problem. But like this, we just cross. Remember, that is unacceptable. Unless you are a masbuk or something, now you know you came late, you missed 1, 2, 3 rakats, and now you came in a masjid, now the youngsters are the back, so now you have to pass them to join the adult surf. So that all is acceptable, is no problem. But like this, we just walk past the people that we must abstain from. Come youngsters, we're waiting for you all. Remember, you must read the pace that way the words are clear. You know, simple barometer, if you want to use the word, is when you read the Quran Sharif, you yourself know whether you are reading clearly, properly, or whether we are eating up the words. So eating up of the words is unacceptable. And that happens a lot when we read Taraweeh. When we know Hazrat Maulana is coming, Hazrat Sheikh is coming, our Ustad is coming, then that night we start tuning it up properly. The next day is gone, we've gone back to start. So we must be very careful. They say one Jamaat is coming from Makkah, or is coming from here or there. So that night we tune up properly, because we know that these brothers are there. So we must be very careful about that. We should not do this. So try and read every night properly, and in that way there you will see that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring us closer, and more mercy, more enjoyment, more tawbah, everything will happen also. There you see, that's an excellent question. Therefore, when we stand up from ruku, Sami Allahu liman hamida. We were in Newtown Madrasa, Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah's time. Sheikh al-Azhar and him came, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood and them. So then, they read Salat. Behind the Imam, everything. So Hazrat bin Nuri asked the sheikhs, what do you say of our Qari? He said, he's an excellent reader. Sheikh, but he big one mistake. These are big sheikhs, you know. So they say, what mistake he made? He say, his takbir-e-intiqalat is not right. You see, sometimes we confuse the people. We're coming up after the first rakat. So we made the two sajdas, we're standing up towards the second rakat. So we say, Allahu Akbar. So make it a little bit long. Now what we do? Allahu Akbar. So now the Baji also sat down, people sat down. After the second rakat, we're going to sit down. So you say, Allahu Akbar. There you make it a little bit short. Now after second rakat, we say, Allahu Akbar. Now the chap went up a little bit like a goalkeeper. He said, oh, the people are sleepy. Sati, let me also sit now. Because they just finished, just up and down. So we must remember, we need to be careful about this. That is the imam. The Muswalli, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, those people who do their actions and perform their actions before the imam, يُحَوِّلُ وَجْهَهُ himara. Allah will transform, Allah forbid, that person's face into a donkey. The meaning according to Muhaddiseen is that Allah will make that person a foolish person. So we need to be very careful about that. We know the imam is going to sajda. We know the imam is going to this position there. But we got no right to do it before the imam. إِنَّمَا جُوِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. The imam is made so that you follow the imam. Not that we beat the imam. Okay, give the youngsters 3 questions, inshallah. You youngsters come, 3 questions, we give you a concession. MashaAllah, you youngsters, quick. I give you 3 questions, ji. Remember that our Taraweeh Salat and Witr Salat is null and void if Isha Salat is not read. So we must read Isha first. You know Mufti Nizamuddin. So in his masjid, I made Taraweeh. So in 1980. That incident I told you about the Kurta, that was 1975. So Mufti Nizamuddin Sahib, I had to catch 2 mini taxis. You know, that time we were all Pakistan, you know. So we had to go taxi, jump here, jump. So one day I missed the taxi. So when I reached there, it was 6 rakats or something gone. That half is read. So then I had to go read my Isha, then I came and read. So sometimes it can happen. Traffic, car breakdown, all that, the Hafiz Api, this thing came late. So he must read Isha. Isha you read, then Witr, then Taraweeh, then Witr. You read Isha, you read Witr, and then Taraweeh is fine. So Taraweeh and Witr, the sequence is not compulsory. But Isha must be read before Taraweeh and Witr. Are we clear? A person read Isha, and then he read Witr, he went away. So I asked him, what you did? He said, I'm a Musafir. It's Ramadan now, I'm here in Durban. So now, I read my Isha, and I read Witr, I went away. He asked me, you want to read Tapsi or what? I said, no, I'm Musafir. I don't have to read. I'm not saying you mustn't read now. So, preferably you read Taraweeh first, and then your Witr. But if you read Witr, then I said, okay, I'll read 2 rakats, or 4 rakats, or 6 rakats, or 20 rakats, Taraweeh, I'm Musafir. So it's fine, your Taraweeh also is valid. But you must ensure, for the validity of Taraweeh and Witr, the Isha Salat must be read. So you'll have to ask him, especially if he's not sure, you know. See, I'm going to explain one masala here, I'm being but open, but you know, rather we do it now, than make mistakes. You see, my young brothers, Hufaz, this, you know, nowadays in, on the air, emails and a lot of things go on, you know. That's why I jokingly say we mustn't email to the females, you know, because a lot of things happen nowadays. You know, all this SMS and sometimes a lot of dangerous things. First, understand the masala about fasting. You're sleeping, it's Ramadan, you experience, we adults now, brothers, so you experience a wet dream, right? So you experience a wet dream, remember the fast does not break. Right? So that must not. Now shaitan will come, you see shaitan, he plays all mind games. He say, no, if a person experience wet dream, then the fast don't break. So one guy started his own, you know, masturbation. So remember that masturbation, it breaks the fast. I received a question, Imam Hafiz, he says that after Maghrib is to masturbate everything, he just pour water a little bit, does that all, and Taraweeh Salat is reading. Now what you do in a case like that? So you youngsters, I mean we can't be all, you know, acting as Buzruk here and push everything under the carpet and say everything is fine. So I'm not saying you did it, but I'm saying you must know the implications. That if anybody masturbated, it's sinful, it's not permissible. Then remember the fast breaks, qaza is compulsory, no kafara. But remember, ghusl is compulsory. How can you come and take the musalla and just put some water and make istinja and say it's fine? So be careful of your own taharat and cleanliness. End of the day, there are hundreds, there are thousands of people reading salat behind you. So that's an important masala also I had to mention. Jee, you still got two outstanding. Remember month of Ramadan, brothers, as I always say, we should just try and make targheeb all the time and go to these places where we find them and so forth. Not Tarawih time now, but other times, and try and get them out from there. Quran Kareem states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Those who possess true iman, they are intensely in love with Allah. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is where we show and display our love for Allah. Angelic qualities. Ya Allah, for your love, I'm not eating, I'm not drinking, I'm not fulfilling my conjugal rights, nothing. The satanic qualities we remove. Now look at the hadith Bukhari Muslim. Man sama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba. Man qama Ramadana imanan wahtisaba. So whether it's siyam, fasting, whether it's taraweeh, iman inside and wahtisaba. Wahtisaba means we expect reward and we do it willingly. It is not something that, you know, the ustad is hitting us, our parents are hitting us. Willingly we are fasting, willingly we are reading the taraweeh. So it is to teach us self-discipline, self-accountability. That is what Ramadan is all about. So we need to show how when we love sports, 5 hours, 10 hours, cricket, 5 days, 50-50, 20-20, how we go mad for it. So now here 20 rakats, we say big problem, but bang, bang, sixes and all that, no. Very good, hit more, or maro, for that. So all these things there, so that no problem. Because the love is there. But for the Quran Kareem, Ramadan, and I told you what is the meaning of Ramadan. The burning of the sins. So each one should think about it seriously. Remember, try and use a lot of wisdom. The zamana is such, brothers, using stick and swearing people is not going to help. The zamana is bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Give people bad tidings, don't let people hate the deen. And well, you know, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Make things easy, don't make things difficult. That is the procedure we should use. You must remember, Mawlana, your name? That I was in Cape Town and mashallah, we had Q&A there. So one brother was sitting next to me. After the Q&A, he started asking me a lot of questions. So I told him in Arabic, we got a proverb, al-qaribu al-haqu, that the one sitting the nearest is more deserving. So I'm looking at Mawlana also, he's firing up all the great questions. So, mashallah, good question. I wrote a book, if you can get it, Ramadan Q&A. The new one is coming out, inshallah, in this week. The revised one, there are more things. There's a wonderful one thing I picked up. There's a magazine, and each one of you ulama should try and get it. It's called Al-Mujtama. It comes out from Kuwait every week. Excellent magazine in Arabic. And I just, with Allah's help, saw this there. So I said I must include it in a new print. And we called it the Ramadan Diary. So what happened on first Ramadan in our Islamic history? What happened on second Ramadan? So every day in Ramadan, what happened? So that itself you can give the congregation. Let us discuss what happened on this day, this day, this day. So you'll find that, you know, we get so inspired that look at what our aslaf, what our pious Salafi Salih did and so forth. So these are the things that we should try and learn. So there I've got a discussion that Mawlana said people walk away after 8 rakats in it. Let me explain 2 things. You ask any person who says that they want to read 8 rakats Taraweeh and tell you in Bukhari and this and that, tell him fine, we accept the hadith. Ask him, show me the hadith, the words. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read arba'an fala tas'al an husnihinna wa tulihinna. Ask him that you say you want to read 8 rakats. How are you going to read it? He say in twos. 2, 2, 2, 2. But the hadith says arba'an. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read that in fours. So are you practicing on the hadith or are you going against the hadith? One. Second one, our mother Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha said, فَلَا تَسْأَلْ عَنْ حُسْنِهِنَّ وَتُولِهِنَّ. They don't ask how beautifully and how lengthy it was. They read 8 rakats in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, Taraweeh finish, everybody gone home. So are you practicing on the hadith or are you practicing on your own desires? I mean, we need to be honest. You say, I'm amil bil hadith, I'm practicing on hadith, I'm this. So that's second point. Third one, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah has mentioned the madahib. each one of the scholars, no one agreed to less than 20 rakats. Imam Malik said 36 rakats, Tarawih. That's Imam Malik's mazhab, 36 rakats. So Imam Shafi got 20, Imam Abu Hanifa got 20, Imam Ahmad got 20, everybody got that. So it shows, brothers, that this is something that people want to use just as a loophole. So we should try and encourage them that what are we doing, that we need to show the ummah what is, on which issues there ijma and consensus. So this is one of the issues where there is consensus on. But obviously if people don't want to listen, we just make dua and accept it and let them carry on. But we can't go and fight in all this stuff. Yeah. Excellent. So remember that sometimes it can happen to the imam, we discussed that. Sometimes it can happen to the muswalli. So don't say, no, I'll just go and carry on. We call it dafi'ul akhbathain. Dafi pushing. You know, sometimes we, brother Mulana Mikmaf, that sometimes that, you know, we take our buttock and we press it so much, you know, that the wind mustn't come out, you know. So this type of thing, yeah. Say, no, I'll go after this. Turakats and all that. When the turakats finish, the wind also gone, you know. So that is called dafi'ul akhbathain. When we have the strong urge, either urinate, defecate, wind, all that. So remember, we shouldn't be reading salat like that. Because we're in front of Allah. So rather we go, relieve ourselves, everything, and then we come back, we join the imam. We join the imam. After the witr, we must 2 rakats, we must 4 rakats, 6 rakats, we read it. So that, if you came and the imam is in the 2nd rakat, so when the imam makes salam, you just stand up surah Fatiha and you read any surah. So that is what we should do. We should not do this. In Cape Town, they were asking me this. Is Ajib Masla a little bit that? Then 2 places they asked me this. They said that, you see, sometimes, you know, we take things for granted. Now you take here, 100 brothers, 200, whatever. 99% of us, we all got our own cars. Let's be honest about it. Now in Cape Town, it's not like that. You know, many of them, they use transport. He said, Sheikh, that if the, now person came late, he must Isha Salat, and there's 10 of them. The Imam is reading Tarawih, now they start their own Salat there. So first I thought they're speaking of, he starts his own Tarawih. They said, no, we're speaking, he starts his own Salatul Isha there. So is that right or not? I said, no. Tell them that they must read Isha right outside where they don't disturb the Imam. Now sometime we might get one brother, he missed his 2 rakats with the Imam, so he went right to the back and he started his own 2 rakats. And now he was also tuned it up, you know. Said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now we are making tashweesh. We're causing harm to the people in Salat. We're causing harm to the Imam also. So we should not be doing that. You want to read? So you read after your, and you should read, but read after Witr Salat. Jazakallah khairan, brothers, ulama. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. Inshallah. Tomorrow we'll be in Maritzburg, ladies 2:30 to 3:30, and then the men. And Sunday I'll be back here in the masjid. There's a nikah here which I have to perform, inshallah. So any one of you got a Maulana was saying of inheritance or something. So anyone got some question about Uplang or something? So you can come and ask me on Sunday, inshallah. Then we will tell you all your Uplang masalas.
Just before the dua, I just want to mention in Johannesburg there was a Maulana, I think he was a Hafiz also. He was about 95 years old. I'm asking this, Mufti Sahib will confirm it for us. I believe he was over 90 years old when he passed away. But towards the ending of his life, he had forgotten the names of his wife and children and everyone. But only one guess what he never forgot. What he never forgot. He never forgot the Quran. A friend of mine phoned me and he told me that right till the end, he was continuously reading the Quran. Every single one of us must make this intention that Allah must give us a tawfiq. Whether we are young or whether we are old, we can still become hafiz. If daily we make some niyat and intention, few lines of the Quran Pak, Allah gives us a tawfiq, we will learn it. And even if we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us from amongst the huffaz, inshallah. Also, my dear brothers, make an intention that every day we will recite Quran. Every day we will look inside and we'll make some time that we must recite the Quran. Allah is giving us the opportunity with the month of Ramadan. Make this intention in the past, in the people, in our forefathers. Every morning they must read the Quran. They used to read the Quran before going for Fajr or immediately after Fajr. And up to now, there are still some elderly people in our community who do this every morning. So we, the youngsters, also make this niyat and intention, because our children will see us reading the Quran, then they will have this in their life. And if we desert the Quran and we abandon the Quran, a time will come when those children would have not seen their parents reading the Quran or their uncles reading the Quran, they will also stop that habit. So Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, Mufti Sahib will make dua. And this CD will be available, inshallah. You can contact the people of the masjid, inshallah.
I was going for Umrah, and Hazrat Maulana Uni Sahib, he was 100 years old, and in Lens, I didn't even know when I moved to Lens in 2001, that Hazrat is there. So my good friend, Maulana Yusuf Wadi Sahib, told me that, you know, Hazrat Maulana is there. So I said, no. So I said, come, we go. So Alhamdulillah, this was many years ago, we went to meet him, and he made a khidmat of Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahimahullah. And mashallah, when he passed away, he was 100 years old. So what our Maulana Sahib is saying is correct, and he was hafiz of Quran till the end. And for us as Muslims, this is not surprising. It's Quran. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْأُمُرِ. Who studied it verse? Ikrima. Ikrima, the son of Abu Jahl. Father, Aduwullah. Enemy of Allah. Son, Ikrima, radiyallahu anh. Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. He made tafsir of this verse. Any person who reads the Quran abundantly, profusely, Almighty Allah will always protect him from the second childhood. We will not go into the second childhood and, you know, become muhtaj and everything. Almighty Allah preserves the person who looks after the Quran. And we can see it till today also. That great, great ulama and people, huffaz and mothers, ladies, that every day they're reading the Quran, see how nurani their face looks, and see how much, you know, strength and, you know, zeal, enthusiasm they have. So this is the barakah and the miracle of Quran up to this day and age. So we must remember what Maulana said, 100% we endorse it. Fortunate indeed are their parents who ensure that their parents, that their children read the noble Quran daily. Allah gets all to fit, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انفعنا وارفعنا بالقرآن العظيم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم انا نسالك من كل خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.